Today's daf is Yivamish Daf Tzadi Zayin. We are way back on Daf Tzadi Favam Beis, about 15 lines before the end of the page. First thing we're going to talk about today is Omer Dover B'Shem Amro, the importance of saying something over in the name of the person who had said it, to give proper credit to the person who had said it. Then at the very end of the parak, the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person is 20 years old and he's lo hevi simanim, he does not yet have simanim. Does he count? Is he considered a sris? Under which circumstances do we consider him a sris? Under which circumstances do we say, you know what, he's just still a katan if he doesn't yet have simanim? And that's going to be the end of the 10th parak. And then Be'ez Hashem will begin the 11th parak, which is going to start with the discussion that the iser of marrying a relative of one's wife applies to one's wife, but does not apply to one's anusa or mefuta. If a person had a forbidden relationship with a woman, so her relatives are still mutter to him. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what about anusas aviv. If a man's father has a forbidden relationship, rapes a woman or is mefata a woman, can the man marry his anusas aviv, and how many isurim might that involve? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two basic topics. First, we're going to have seven riddles that are each solved relating to various Isurei Arayos. And then, after the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about whether Gerim and Avadim Meshucharim are allowed to marry their brother's wives, even Shalom B'makom Yibam, meaning even assuming there's no Yibam, is there still some sort of relationship for Gerim and Avadim Meshucharim to marry their brother's wives? Is that some sort of Isser? So let us begin. We are at Ozel Reb Lazar Amr L'Shmaita Be Midrasha, about 15 lines before the end of the page, Sadi Vavim Beis. Ozel Reb Lazar Amr L'Shmaita Be Midrasha V'lon M'Shmaita Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Lazar went and said over Rabbi Yochanan's teaching in the Beis Medrash, except he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan had said that Asu Va'asu, that we make Maimar B'yas Ben Test, like Maimar by a Gadol. So he said that, but he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shamar Rabbi Yochanan Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this and got very upset. All the Gabe Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi came to try to calm him down. Amrulay, they said to him, Lo Kachlay Amaisa Beis HaKnesh Shal Tveria Benagar Sheish Barosh Glustra. Don't you know about the story that happened in the Beis HaKnesset of Tveria, where there was some debate about a door lock that also could be used as a kli because of the way it was shaped at the end? Shenech Kuba Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, that there was a machlokas Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi whether you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, at Shekaru Sefer Torah B'chamasan, and the machlokas got so intense that a Sefer Torah got torn in their anger. Says they tore up a Sefer Torah. They got so how angry would one ever have to be in order to tear a Sefer Torah? Ela'ima shenikra Sefer Torah b'chamasa. No, not that they tore a Sefer Torah, but that a Sefer Torah got torn up in their anger. The Aruch Hanan writes the reason the Sefer Torah got torn up is because they were trying to they were being shown min hashamayim that one of them made a mistake. There is a general rule elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, but that's only by a where each person received a different Masorah from his Rebbe or judges the case differently. But Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi about the Nagar Sheish Barosh Glustra, the Gemara in Erevin tells us that they were arguing about what did Rabbi Gamliel say? What did the Chachamim say? Whenever you have a Machlokas, Rashi writes in Masach Ksuvus, whenever you have a Machlokas about what did someone say, that is not a Ne'elu Ve'elu Devereu Kim Chayim Machlokas. That's a Machlokas where someone makes a mistake, where someone is in error. So since one of them was in error, and how does that happen that one of the Gedolei Chacham makes an error like this? Because the Gemara tells us that someone is baluchal chas, baluchal toos. When a person gets angry, he makes mistakes. So it was their own fault, their own tikkun amidos, that one of them must have gotten angry, and that was b'chamasan, in their anger, in their rage. It was because of their rage that caused them to make the mistake, and because of that mistake, one of them was wrong. So Kadosh Baruch Hu showed them a simin, just like the Sefer Torah Shebichsav is being torn apart, the Sefer Torah Shebal Peh is being torn apart as well, because somebody is mistaken over here. Vayisham Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was there to witness this event. Amar Tamiya Aniyem Lo Yiyah Beis HaKnesses U'Avodus Kachavim. He says, this Beis HaKnesses, I'd be shocked if it never turns into a Beis HaVodah Zarah, if such an event can happen in this Beis HaKnesses. V'chein Hava, and that's exactly what happened. The Marsham writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Beis HaMereish Samachal, there's always a discussion, what to do if one is present when something tragic like that happens, when a Sefer Torah falls, or it gets torn, or something of that nature. The Marasham was talking about they found the mezuzahs of the gates to the Beis HaMedrash were found to be cut, that they were found to be torn and cut. So should they make some sort of takano or fast or something for everybody, or is it only the people who are involved in the Bet Kabayis committee, or the people who put up the mezuzah? Or is it, so he says, a riot from our Gemara, that it's for everybody, that the whole Tzibur gets punished. The whole Beis HaKnesses became a Beis Avodah Zarah, even though it was just two rabbis that were having a debate. But that's what they told Rabbi Yochanan. Hadarik Bitface. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, that's how you're going to calm me down by telling me about this this machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi? Amar Chavru Sanami. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi were contemporaries. Now you're going to tell me that not only did Rabbi Lazar not say something in my name, but you're going to try to calm me down by telling me a story of two contemporaries. He's my Talmud. He's supposed to quote me. Olagabe Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi went to try again, to try to calm Rabbi Yochanan down. Amar Lei, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Avdo, Kein Tziva Moshe Es Yoshua, V'chein Osi Yoshua, Lo Heisi Udavar Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Yoshua was a very faithful Talmud. He did everything exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu said. V'chiyal Kol Davar Shamar Yoshua Hayomer Lehem Kachom Li Moshe. Is it possible that every single time Yoshua spoke, every time he started to say Divrei Torah, he always started with Kachomer Li Moshe, that this is what Moshe taught me? El Yoshua Yoshua V'dorish Stam. Now what happened was, Yoshua was just darshaning. He would always teach Torah. V'akol Yodin Shetarosa Shal Moshe Hi. But it was obvious that all the Torah that he was teaching was Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. He couldn't have gotten it from anywhere else. So after Blazer told me that Yosef Dor Shamba Kol Yodin Kishal Chayi, Reb Blazer is such a devoted Talmud of you, Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone knows whenever he says anything, it's from you. It's unnecessary for him to quote you. So then he turns to Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Asi, who were the first ones to try to calm him down, and said, you should take a lesson from this one, because Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, he really knows how to calm me down. He said a very nice piece of Torah to calm me down. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, a kabbat kulei hai. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset about this? What was the big deal that he didn't quote him? Why is this something to get so anxious about? What does the pasuk mean when it says, agura ba'alecha olamim, v'chiyav is it possible that a person can live in two different worlds? That I want Torah to be quoted from me in this world, even after I'm gone. Any Talmud Chacham that they quote something from him in this world after he's gone, his lips move in the kever. So he very much wanted, David HaMelech very much wanted that Torah should be quoted in his name, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan got upset. Rabbi Yochanan wanted that the Torah should be quoted in his name. It's apparently gevaldik chus for him to have Torah quoted in his name, and that's why it's to the point that even after he dies, would be sifsos of davos bekever. His lips would move in the kever. In the Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, he writes that someone who's gonev Divrei Torah and writes them in his own name is nisr gezela. Maram Shik brings a raya from our Gemara. Yodesim kufnun vav. Maram Shik brings a raya from our Gemara. That's not so. That it's not a nisr gezela, because the Gemara wonders. My time it, but why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset? What do you mean why was he so upset? If he stole from him, then it makes a lot of sense that he'd be very upset. There's also a discussion in the postman. There's a long tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov or Chaim Simon Mem Vav about the Geder of Amira's Davar B'Shem Amro, because there are different Ma'amari Chazal about anyone who's not Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is over Belav. The Gemara Megillah derives that from the story with Esther, and there's a Medrash that someone who's Kol Shein Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is in violation of a different law, it's in violation of stealing, Al Sigzol Dal Ki Dalhu, and all sorts of terrible things about someone who's not Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So the Achronim asked the Kasha, well, if that's the case, if it's a violation of all sorts of terrible Isurim, so why is it that the Gemara is bothered? Why was Rabbi Yochanan upset? Of course he was upset. His Talmud was violating all these terrible Isurim of not being Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So the Marshal explains that the kasha was that whether he was makbid because Omer Davar B'Shem Amro maybe Gula La'olam, so then if that were the case, then other people should have been makbid also. Other people should have been upset as well. The fact that other people were not upset tells you that it must have been something else about it, something more personal to him. And that's what the Gemara's answer is. Yeah, in general, aside from the maybe Gula La'olam issue, it was something more personal to him, because if so, Davos Bekever, it relates specifically to his impact on this world after after he leaves this world. But the Chalkas Yaakov suggests a little bit differently. He suggests that the reason that the other people weren't upset was because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos that if a person sees a tzaddik violating avera, if a Talmud Chacham violating avera, so you assume that he did tshuva. But the next time you see him, you assume he did tshuva. So Rabbi Elazar Mestama did tshuva. So why was Rabbi Yochanan upset? Mestama Rabbi Elazar did tshuva. So that's the Gemara's answer, that yeah, he did tshuva, but that's not going to help in terms of the zechus that it would bring to say something in his name. The Tshuvas Panim Me'iros in his Hakadama also discusses Omer Dov B'Shem Amro, and he writes that the idea of Sosa Dovos Bekever works even if they don't say B'Shem Amro. If your Torah is being quoted, Sosa Dovos Bekever, your lips are going to move in the kever, it's not about Omer Dov B'Shem Amro. Why does the Gemara say that the reason Rabbi Yochanan got upset that he didn't quote him was because of Sosa Dovos Bekever? He says, no. Rabbi Yochanan realized that that any statement of Torah will carry a lot more weight when it's quoted in his name than it is when his Talmud just says it over on his own. And if it carries a lot more weight, it will then be repeated. I mean, if I say something on my own, it's one thing. If I say something in the name of my Rebbeim, who are so much more chashuv than me, so then other people are going to repeat it in the name of much more. So the Sosa Dovos Bekever means he wanted it to have maximum impact, to be repeated as many times as possible. In order to achieve that, it needed to be Omer Dov B'Shem Amro. Tosav here points out that the opposite is true also, that when a person's neshama is in yeshiva shalmaila, sivsosav no'os bekever kilu medabros nimsa shebashachas darbishne alamim, that when a person is in the yeshiva shalmaila and he's learning there, then also sivsosav davos bekever. It's not only when other people are quoting him down here, when he's learning in the yeshiva shalmaila, that also has the same effect of sivsosav davos, which the Achronim discuss exactly what that means. Sivsosav davos bekever can't really mean, or most of the Achronim say it's unlikely that it really means that the person's lips, which after a little while no longer exist, are going to be Dovos Bekever, are going to be moving. It means, Maral writes and others, that it's his neshama, his spiritual lips in some way are moving. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira v'tei Meshumin Nezira. About 5 lines in on Tzadi Zayin Amar Alef. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira v'tei Meshumin Nezira. Maikra v'chikech kiyein atov holech l'dodim neshorim dovev sivsa yishenim. That's the pasuk that tells us that the lips move even when one is sleeping forever. K'komer shalanavim. When they put grapes in a kli to soften, so just like if you touch the grapes, wine drips out of them. So to Tamid Chabim, when he says Dvar Shmua in their name, in this world, their lips move in the kever. Then the Mishnah went on to say that whether a person is 9 years old, we gave an example of a katan being a 9 year old, but it doesn't have to be a 9 year old. If a person did not yet physically mature, it could be a 15 year old, even a 20 year old, the Mishnah said, can be considered a katan if he does not yet have the simanim of physical maturity. So, frankly, Gemara Minu, is that really true that 20 years old he's still going to be considered a katan? But the Brisa tells Ben Esrim Shana Shalom Hevishtei Saros Yavi Raishu Ben Esrim Vuhu Hasris Lo Chalitz Lo Miavim. If a person is 20 years old and he does not yet have Shtei Saros, they just have to bring a birth certificate. They need to bring a raya that he's 20 years old, and then we certify him as a sris, which means he's a gadol. He's not a katan anymore. He can't do chalitz or Yibum. Bas Esrim Shana Shalom Yishtei Saros Yavi Rayashi Bas Esrim V'Ailinis L'Cholatz L'Amas Yavamis. And if it's a girl who's 20 years old and does not yet have Shtei Saros, so you bring a Raya that she's in fact 20 years old and she is labeled an Ailinis and can't do Chalitz or Yibum. But bottom line is, you see that as a 20 year old without Simanim, one is no longer a Katan. How could our Mishnah say Echad Ben Tes V'Echad Ben Esrim? Answer Gemara Ha'idmar Alam Rav Shol Bar Yitzchak Amrav V'usha Noldu Lo Siman Yisris. In order to be certified as a Sris, he needs to have simanim of a sris as well. It's not the absence of shtei sa'aros is not enough. He needs simanei sris as well. Amar Rav Dekanami Diktani Vu Asris Shemamina. That's why it says Vuhu Asris. That's the Sris, provided that he has Simani Sris. Vechilono Dlo Simani Sris Ad Kama. How long would you assume he's still a Katan if he doesn't have Simani Sris? He just doesn't have Shtei Sa'aros. Meaning, at what age can you count him toward a minyan? At what age does he become a Bar Mitzvah? So Tani Dvei Rabbi Chiya Ad Rov Shnosav, till he hits the point of Rov Shnosav. So Rov Shnosav, the Rishonim all say, is somewhere around 35 and a day. Some say 35 in a month, some say 36, but the Yimei Shnosav Shel Adam, Dvar HaMelech tells us that Shiv Mishana is 70 years, so Rov Shnosav is supposed to be right after sometime shortly after the 35th birthday. So I remember when I turned 35, everyone asked me what the significance of a 35th birthday is, and the significance is it's chatzi yamav. It's considered to be half of a person's life. So not a cheerful thought, but that's what we consider it. Rov Shnosov is when a person's past 35, that's considered Rov Shnosov. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos with the story of the young Talmud Chacham that died b'chatzi yamav, and his wife went around and she was all distraught. She brought a tefillin from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash asking, it says in the Torah, Ki chayecha v'arachimecha, where's the arichus yamav of my husband? And the Talmud Bei Eliyahu teaches that it's because he wasn't makpid on the harchakos and nida, that he died, and Baruch HaMakom Shahargo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the right thing by killing him. But what's chatzi yamav? Chatzi yamav, Mistam over there, is 35 years old. Rov Shnosov is 36 or 35 and change. So anyway, so that's the point where we're going to say he's no longer a katan. Kiasel kamei de Rava, when they would bring someone like this to Rava, ikachush, if he was weak, amr luzilu avriyuhu, he would say, you know what, maybe the siman yisris didn't come out or the shteis aros didn't come out because he's not healthy enough. Give him some nutritious food to eat and see what happens. Vibari, and if he was healthy looking, amr luzilu chashu, he would say, do the opposite. Maybe give him, don't give him such nutritious food. Dani simanim zimnin denasri machmas chishusa, zimnin denasri machmas priyusa. Sometimes these simanim are not evident because a person is too weak, and sometimes not evident because he's too strong. So in order to see that that the simanim will come out properly, Rava suggested changing the person's nutrition, changing the person's diet. Hadron alachi isha rabba. Now we begin the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos. Nosan al anusav al mafuta. Even though one is not allowed to marry the relatives of his wife, he's allowed to marry the relatives of a woman that he was ma'anes, or the relatives of a woman that he was mefata. Ha'onus ha'mefata al anusua chayiv. But if a man is ma'anes or mefata, his wife's relatives, then he's going to be chayiv for that. Once he's already married to his wife, her relatives are usher to him, even if he doesn't marry them. Nosei adam anusa savim mufuta saviv. One is allowed to marry the anusa mufuta of his father, anusa spino mufuta spino, the anusa mufuta of his son. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusa savim mufuta saviv. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, father's anusa mufuta, he's not allowed to marry. The halacha in our Mishnah is already taught in the Braisa that if a man is ma'anis a woman, he's allowed to marry that woman's daughter. Nasa isha, but if he marries a woman, asa lisabita, then he's not allowed to marry that woman's daughter. Only if he is ma'anis or mefata a woman, he's allowed to marry her daughter, not if he's married to a woman. Or a minu will ask a stira, hanitan mini isha asur bim bitu bachosa. Doesn't the Braisa tell us that if there's a word going on around about a guy that he's nechsha to have slept with a woman, he's also with that woman's mother, that woman's daughter, that woman's sister? So how can you say that in our Mishnah and in the Braisa that it's mutter? And Sigmar midrabanan. When we say that he's also, it only means midrabanan. Why would the Rabban make such a gzeira that if a man is ma'anes and mufata woman, that her relatives become aser? Rashi explains, Shemala achar sheisas bita yizane imarishona vavionus mufata lanasua, that we're afraid that if he marries the relatives, since he's had experience with the original woman that he slept with, we're afraid that he's going to go back and be mizana with her again, and then it's going to be a violation of the isra of his wife's relatives. So that was a gzeira midrabanan, that once a man is ma'anes and mufata woman, he shouldn't sleep with her relatives at all. But our Mishnah says nosin al anusav al mufuta, that you can get married to the relatives of your anusav mufuta. If that's only a bidyev, that's a case where there's an isur midrabanan, and the Mishnah is going to say that it's okay, that it's mutter, meaning the Mishnah can't be just saying it's mutter midar raisa. It wouldn't say nosin. It would say that you're not chayiv if you do it, but it wouldn't use the term nosin. The truth is, Tosfos points out, the Gemara could have also asked straight from the Braisa that it says mutter, where it says beferish mutter in the Braisa, right? It says the Braisa had said anas isha mutter lisa bita, which is an even stronger lashon. But it's better to always ask from the Mishnah. So we're asking from the Mishnah, even though the Braisa was even stronger. When the Mishnah says you're allowed to marry the relatives of your anusa mufuta, and for that matter, when the Braisa said it, it's talking about after the original anusa mufuta is dead. So there's no concern that you can go back and be mizana with the original anusa mufuta because they're already dead. Minani, so that's the yisad rabbanon wouldn't apply. Minani mili. How do we know that this is the halacha? The Tan rabbanon, the pasuk, the brisa teaches us bekula nemar shchiva. The pasuk by all the arayos uses the term shchiva. Vekan nemar kicha. But when it talks about the relatives of your wife, it doesn't use the term shchiva. It uses the term kicha. Lomelcha derech likuchan asvatara. So we see it's only an iser when there was a marriage, not when it was just an anusa mafuta. And Rashi points out it has to be talking about when the first relationship was with a marriage, because the second relationship can't be with a marriage since there's no tefisas kiddushin on the second relationship. She's an erva. There's no tefisas kiddushin. So it has to be that when does this iser kick in to marry someone's relatives? Only with kicha. Only when you were married to the original woman. It uses the term kicha when it describes sleeping with your sister. You want to tell me that if you don't marry your sister, it's okay? That there's no iser? The term kicha appears in the Torah in a couple of places. In places where it makes sense that it's about marriage, it's about marriage. In places where it doesn't make sense that it's about marriage, it's not about marriage. Rava Amar Anasisha Mutalisa Bita. Rava says we learn that if a man is Ma'anis, a woman, he's allowed to marry your daughter from the following. Ksiv Avras Bas Pincha Bas Bitcha Lo Segale. Habas Pino Dida Ubas Bita Dida Gali. Apparently, you're allowed to sleep with her granddaughter. The Ksiv Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Segale Es Bas Pinov Es Bas Bita Lo Sikach. But then it says you're not allowed to sleep with her granddaughter. Haketzad. Kanbons and kanbinisuin. So you see that there's a difference between onus and nisuin. If a man marries a woman, he's not allowed to sleep with her granddaughter. If he's ma'anis a woman, he is allowed. Epochanaba, maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe if he's ma'anis a woman, that's where there should be an iser, as Tosus points out, because that's when he deserves to be punished. He did something terrible, he's ma'anis a woman. But if he marries a woman, maybe her relative should be mutter to him. So answer Gemara, arayos she'er k'siv b'hu. By arayos, it all works midin she'er. She'er means a relative. Binisuin ika she'er. Through getting married, there is a sense of she'er. Ba'unsin leka she'er. When a person rapes a woman, there is no she'er. There is no relationship that they're not considered related to each other. Tosus raises the question that it says she'er v'im tomer kivin de'isur isha obita me'ervas isha obita lo segale nafka ema shalo asur akasav el ha'hecha de'goli ervas shtehem avon lichsu l'chupa v'nivla mutu l'gal serva ha'cheres. Why don't we assume, since it says the isur of a woman and of sleeping with a woman and her daughter is from the pasuk of los of ervas of ervas isha obita lo segale, so maybe if you just get married to a woman but never actually sleep with her, there wouldn't be an iser to sleep with her daughter. So it says, tells us, Omri desvarihi, kivin dechsiv she'er bikra, v'alyedei nesun v'she'erus. No, that iser kicks in as soon as you become related. When do you become related? At marriage, at nisuin. So that's why it doesn't, you don't have to wait for the man to sleep with her in order for that iser to kick in. That iser already kicks in at nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusas aviv. Then the Mishnah went on to say that Rabbi Yehuda says that an anusas aviv is oser to the son. Amar of Gidol Amarav. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that if a man's father rapes a woman, that woman is also the son? Because the pasuk says lo yikachish haseishas aviv v'lo yigale knaf aviv. Knaf sharav v'lo yigale, that you're not allowed to sleep with a woman that your father slept with. Umibaydeba anusa ksiv. How do I know that that's about an anusa? Maybe it's just your father's wife. How do I know that even an anusa? Dechsiv me'lu yidukra v'nasanisha shochevima la avianara chamishim kesef. And that's about ones. V'rabbanan yiyav asamach le'kidakamet. The Rabbanan say, well, wait a second. If that pasuk were right next to the pasuk of lo yikachish haseishas aviv, then I would agree with you. But they're not right next to each other. They're not one right after the other. Hashad, even though it is close by. Hashad lo samach le'mi bayilei lichadrav anan. No, since there's no smichus, we need it for avanan. Damer avanan amar shmuel, but shomeres yav mishalav v'akas medaber. The pasuk is talking about a father's shomeres yavam, that you're not even allowed to marry a father's shomeres yavam. Umay knaf aviv, what does it mean, knaf aviv? The father never slept with her. She's just a shomeres yavam. She was a shomeres yavam of your father. You're not allowed to sleep with her. So why does it call it knaf aviv? Knaf haroi la aviv lo yigaleh. Anyone that the father was roi to marry, meaning that was designated to marry at some point. V'tepikle mishum dodaso, but isn't your father shomeres yavam asur anyway because she's dodaso? She's your father's brother's wife. She's your aunt. So isn't she asur anyway? So lavra la b'shnei lavin. Yeah, to make a separate lav, the Torah says. V'tepikle mishum yavam l'shuk, but anyway, she's a yavama. So she's there's an isra lav of yavam l'shuk. And as the Gemara, lavra la b'shlosh lavin, to make it three three lavin. That's why we have an extra pasuk. Vibay seima la'achramisa, or it could be after the father dies, where there's no longer an isra of yivam l'shuk, and still it's a lav because it was a knaf haroi la'aviv. It was someone that was roi to the father. Now the Gemara is going to just list off seven riddles and what the solution to these riddles are. They're all about arayos. They're all about various arayos. The Meiri writes that even though there's an issue to speak Lashon Hara, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara if the purpose of Lashon Hara is to mock Bali Averos or Bali Midos Megunos, specifically to discourage others from doing Averos, not to be Lomid Mimaisim. So he says that's why Chazal came up with all sorts of Meshalim Vechidos in order to express the Gnus of Isure Bia and people who engage in Isure Bia. All of these riddles are about Isure Bia. Tosos writes on the top Tosos, all of these things, they don't really teach us anything. It's there just for the Tshuvas HaTzdukim, which Tosos might mean that since the Tzdukim violate a lot of these things, they by Arayos, the Tzdukim are Matir Bia Shalo Kedarka, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. So they violate a lot of these things because they think that there's no Isra Bia Shalo Kedarka by Arayos. So that's why we made a mockery of the Tzdukim by coming up with all of these Mishnah. So here they are. Number one, Achme av velome aim, vuhu bala de aim, vana barta de inse. A guy says that Ruvain is, a woman says rather, that Ruvain is a brother from the father and not a brother from my mother, and he is my mother's husband, and vana barta de inse, and I am the daughter of his wife. So what does that mean? Says Gemara, Amrim Barchamim Delok Rabbi Yehuda Masnisin. That has to be against Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, because the woman said, "Ana Barta Dinse." It sounds like there was Tfisas Kiddushin of a son from the same mother, which is Anusas Aviv. Meaning, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anusas Aviv is Asur Belav, and he also holds that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin B'Chayav Elavin. So there would not have been Tfisas Kiddushin in this case if it were like Rabbi Yehuda. Second Mashal, Achu Brihu. A woman says that this guy is my brother and he's also my son, and then she says that I am the sister of the person that I am carrying on my shoulders, which is a repeat of the first line that he is my brother and also my son. How do you have such a thing that her brother is also her son? That's an Ovid Chavma Baal Bito, and they have a son from that marriage. So that daughter says that this son of hers is also her brother. Good, that's the second mashal. Third mashal, Shalmalach Bri Barach Techana. That a woman says to her son, Shalom Aleichem, my son, you should know that I am the daughter of your sister. How do you ever have that? Mishkach Sabav Chavma Baal Basbito. That's if you have an Ovid Chavma that sleeps with his granddaughter and they have a son. So that son is a brother from the father's side to the daughter of the Ovid Chavim. And she says to him, so the mother says that she's the Bas Habas, the Bas Achoschem Yavichani, that I am the daughter of your sister from your father. Then the fourth mashal. First, the Gemara to express the fourth mashal. Daloi de dalu davla. Those who come and draw water. Lipo b'chus seser pasar. Come, take this secret and see if you could unravel it. See if you could figure out this riddle. Dahai de darina hu bar va'ano bart achua. That the one that I'm carrying, that I'm holding on my shoulders, is my son, and I am the daughter of his brother. So the Gemara explains, how do you have that? Mishkach sabav chavim haba al bas b'no. You have that where Novi Chavim sleeps with the daughter of his son, and they have a son from that. So this son is a brother from the father to the other son of the Ovid Chavim. So his mother says that she's the Bas HaBen, Bas HaChichani, that I am the daughter of your brother, even though I'm also your mother. And then you have case number five. Bye bye, me'ach. Woe, woe unto the brother of Vuhu Av, Vuhu Bal, Vuhu Barbal, Vuhu Bala de Aim, Vana Barta de Itse, Vloyav Pita Lacho Yasme. And he didn't give bread to orphan brothers, B'nai Barte, the sons of his daughter. So what's he saying? That a woman comes complaining, as she's crying out, me'ach, about her brother, who also happens to be her father, who also happens to be her husband, who also happens to be the son of her husband. And then she says, And then she repeats it again by saying that this guy is Baila de Aim va'ana Barta de Itse, that I am his the daughter of his wife. And after we mention all this, in spite of all these relationships, meaning we're so close, we have we're everything to each other. What is he? He's my everything. V'lo yav pita, he still doesn't give any bread. He doesn't give any bread to me. Lachu yasmi bnei barte. His brothers Yisomim are also the bnei bita, are also the sons of his daughter. So the Gemara explains, how do you have that? Mishkachlo b'chavim abal imo v'olim menabas. You could have that by no v'chavim who sleeps with his mother, and they have a daughter from that. So it turns out that he's the father of that daughter. He's also her brother because they both have the same mother. And then the chazar ubal al osabas. Then it's not enough that he slept with his own mother and had a daughter. He then sleeps with that daughter, and so he now becomes her husband as well. The chazar zaken, and then the father of that Ovid Chavim goes uva aleha and also sleeps with that daughter. So it turns out that the son of this zaken is who's the father, brother, and husband of this girl becomes the ben baila after the father also sleeps with her, and then v'holim men abanim, then they have children. So that's the guy that she's complaining about. So there's a song someone sent me a while ago. I'm my own grandpa. This is much more creative than I'm my own grandpa. This is much more. Then the sixth mashal that we have. Ana va'at achi, I and you are siblings. Ana va'vuch achi, I and your father are siblings. Ana v'imach achi, and I and your mother are siblings, the woman says. So mishkach sabim chavim abal imo v'olim men shtei banos. That happens with an ovid chavim that sleeps with his mother and they have two daughters. So the two daughters are sisters from the mother's side. V'chazur ba'al achas me, and then he sleeps with one of those daughters. V'olim men ben, and they have a son. V'kari le achte di ima, v'kar me le hachi. And the sister of the mother of sister of the mother of this son says this, that they're both brothers because they come from the same father. They also she's also a sister of her father because they both come from the same mother, and also a sister of the mother because they both come from the same father. And then the mashal hashvi, the seventh mashal, the final mashal, anava at bnei achi. The I and you are the sons of brothers. Anava avuch bnei achi. I and your father are the sons of brothers, meaning your first cousins. Anava imach bnei achi. I and your mother are the sons of brothers. So that you can even find if it happens beheter by Yisrael. It doesn't only happen by Novi Chavim. Here's how that could happen. Ruuven has two daughters. Let's say Rachel and Leah. Va'asa Shimon, then Shimon, Ruuven's brother, comes, Unasav Chadiminayu, marries Leah, who is his niece. Va'asa Bar Levi, then a son of the third brother of Levi, let's say Yaakov, because Levi is also a brother of Ruuven, and Yaakov is the son of all of them, is the nephew of Ruuven, v'nasav chad minayu, and marries Rachel, the second daughter of Ruuven, who's his first cousin. V'karmele berei de Shimon, levar berei de Levi, hachi. So the son of Shimon tells the grandson of Levi this, and he says, let's say Yitzchak, the son of Shimon, who is the grandson who is the son of Leah, says to the grandson of Levi, who is the grandson of Rachel, that me and you are the sons of two daughters, because the two daughters of Reuven, and me and your father, the son of Levi, are the son of two brothers, because me and Shimon and the son of Shimon, and your father's I'm the son of Shimon, and your father's the son of Levi, and me and your mother are the sons of two brothers, because I'm the son of Shimon, and your mother is the daughter of Reuven. So that's how it could happen, even beheter. Okay, that's the end of the riddles. Now says the Mishnah, Hagyarish and Iskayer b'nei imah. If a Gyarish is Megayer and her children are Megayer together with her, lo cholzin v'lo miyavmin, they are not considered siblings. They can't do chalitza and yibum on each other's wives. Afilu arasu shal rishon shalob kedusha v'leidasu b'kedusha. Even if the first child were conceived before the gerus and was born only after the gerus, v'asheni arasu v'leidasu b'kedusha, and the second child was conceived and born after the gerus, still they're not considered siblings to be able to do yibum v'chalitza. As long as the first child was conceived before the gerus,
They're not considered related enough. And the same is true if you have a shivcha whose sons were freed together with her out of avdus. So bnei Yudan Amsa ishtachru, the sons of Yudan Amasa of a certain maidservant of a certain shivcha were freed. Sharaluhu Rav Acha bar Yaakov leminsa nashi dadadi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov allowed them to marry each other's wives. Meaning when each of them got divorced, he allowed them to marry each other's wives. There was no iser of Eishes Achiv. Apparently, this was not b'makom mitzvah, it was not b'makom yibum. He was saying they're not brothers; they're allowed to marry each other's wives. Amrle Rav of Rav Sheshes Asar, but didn't Rav Sheshes say it's asar to marry each other's wives? Amrle who asar v'nasharina? He says yes, that's exactly correct. Rav Sheshes said it's asar, and I say it's mutter. That's why I said it's mutter. So mina av lo mina aim kuli amlo pligi d'shari. If they are siblings from the father and not from the mother, then everyone would agree that it's mutter. Mina aim v'lo mina av. If it was from the mother and not from the father, then kuliyam lo pligi da'aser. Then everyone would agree that it would be that it would be aser. If it's mina aim, but they're not brothers from the father, would be aser, because everyone would agree that it looks like to other people like they're full brothers. And when they see that they're allowed to marry their brothers' wives, they can come to be matir by Yisrael also an eshesach. Keep ligi. What's the case that Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes actually argue about? Minav umina aim. It's where they're brothers from both the father and the mother. Man deshari Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that it's mutter to marry the brother's wife, and it's not gozer that people are going to come to do that by Yisrael as well. Is because basar abashadinan. They go after the father. Everyone's going to know that they're brothers from the father. They're not going to know that they're also brothers from the mother. Da bnei planya karilu, because everyone always calls them the son of the father. So people aren't going to realize that they also share a mother, and therefore you don't have to worry that the same thing is going to happen by Yisrael to allow a guy to marry his brother's wife, because everyone's going to see that it's mutter to a ger to marry Eishes Achiv, because it's only because they're a ger, because their fathers aren't Jewish. A stam of Adzchavim is a zona, they're not brothers. So everyone's going to realize that. Rav Sheshes says, Asr, Karibu Nami B'nei Plonis. We'll say, no, people realize that they have the same mother as well. Just because they have the same father, it doesn't mean that people no longer realize that they have the same mother, and therefore you'll come to make that mistake by Yisrael as well. And some say that the machlokas is even by achin min ha'aim, even if it's only brothers that share the mother. And what's the reason? The reason that he's not gozer, that is the same should be said by Yisrael, is because everyone knows that once you go through a gerus, you're like a bria chadasha, you're a brand new person, you're not related to any of your relatives, so there's no reason for any concerns. So now the Gemara tries to bring rias. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah. Hagyorshin is gairu b'nai malo cholzum lo miyavmin. Our Mishnah said a gyoris whose children are megayu with her can't do chalitz or ibum. My time, alav mishum da asiri. Isn't it because they're usher to their brother's wives? So don't you see that there is an isser? Says malo. Deina b'toras chalitz or ibum v'shari la alma v'inu nami shari. No, what the Mishnah is saying is that there's no mitzvah ibum v'chalitza. If one of them dies, the woman can marry whoever she wants, including the brother, because he's not really your brother. That's what the Mishnah is saying. V'katani afilu. But what's the word afilu doing in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, even if it was harasa shel rishon shelo b'kdusha leidasa b'kdusha, yarm b'shlama asiri, if you may say that they're aser, hanuk d'ktani afilu, d'alfakav the rishon harasa shelo b'kdusha leidasa b'kdusha, v'asheni harasa leidasa b'kdusha, u'kishtei imoz damu, it's as if they have two different mothers, afilu hachi asiri, still it's going to be aser. So that would make sense, the word afilu, that even though it's as if the mothers are two different mothers, still it's going to be aser. Eliyam sharu may afilu, but if it's just saying that it's mutter, and that they're allowed to marry each other's wives, so then what's the afilu doing there? Says Gemara, the afgav de travayu leidasim bekedusha vasi lechlufe biyisrael afilu achishari. The afilu is like we read it originally, that even though they were both born to Jewish mothers, by the time they were both born, the mother was Jewish, and it was the same mother. So you might think that that's really considered like brothers. No, still it's going to be mutter. Igida Amri, others say that we tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah, that Hachinam Mistavri de Sharu, that we thought the Mishnah is a raya that it's mutter, diktani afilu. Yarm Bishlama Sharu, if you say that it's mutter, Hainu diktani afilu, Dafgav de Travail, Dasim Bikdusha, Dasil Chufi Bisrael, afilu achisharu. That even though they were both born from the same Jewish mother, still they're not considered brothers and it's mutter. Eliyamrit Asiri, my afilu. But if they're usher to each other, what's the afilu? So now we go in the reverse. The Afgav de Rishon, Arasa Shlab Bikdusha, Vilay Dasim kedusha. Vasheni arasav leidasu b'kedusha dekshtei mos dami. Even though the first one was conceived by a non-Jewish woman and the second one was conceived by that same woman, but when she was Jewish, and therefore you might think it's considered like two totally separate mothers, afilu achi asiri, the Mishnah might still be telling me that they're aser to each other. So this is not, we can't bring a raya one way or the other from our Mishnah, whether the gerim are allowed to marry their brother's wives, shalom b'makom mitzvah. Now obviously the idea of gershon skarikad and shalom dami is its own very, very big topic and has major ramifications in terms of adoptive children and things like that, children of gerim that they had from before their conversion. Maybe there will be another time to discuss it. Okay.